Hi, fellow runner. My name is Roman, and I welcome you to the Happy Runner podcast, a podcast for all who love running and those who want to start running. 2 weeks ago, I talked about my training for Ljubljana Marathon and my race plans. Some of you even saw my after-race posts on Instagram or Facebook, but I haven't revealed much. Just the finish time. So it's time to talk about the race itself. Before I dive more into it, make sure to subscribe to the Happy Runner podcast, recommend it to other runners you know, and if you want to support the podcast, share it on social media and tag me. That helps get the word out, and I really appreciate it. Thank you. For those of you who have not listened to my previous episode, a quick sum of the goals I set to myself before the race. My A goal for this race was always to get to the finish line with a smile on my face. I decided to run the race rather by feel than by any given pace. Because a marathon is a long race, a lot of things can happen during a marathon. But if I would be able to run sub 3:30, I would be very happy. 3:50 was still a time I could live with. Actually, anything under 4 hours. Now, my finish time on the day was 3 hours, 33 minutes and something. So, a time I could and can live with. Looking back, I was not able to run faster on that given day. Quite a few things didn't go to plan on race day. Well, actually, it started some days before the race. I had a strange feeling in my stomach, as if it was empty even after I ate a meal. To be honest, I'm quite sure it was not stress-related, but a week earlier I had a business trip and I needed to adapt my nutrition through the 3 days of the trip. Could be that my stomach was a bit upset of that. I'm not sure about it. But 2 days before the marathon, everything felt normal again. Until... But wait a bit. 2 days before the race, I got an email from the race organizer letting us runners know that a part of the motorway would be closed Saturday and Sunday due to planned road work. So Saturday morning, I slept a bit longer, got up, and drove to Ljubljana to pick up my race bib. It took me a bit longer than normal, but hey, still somehow inside a normal time frame. And I knew what waited for me the next morning. So instead of waking up at 5 a.m. on race day, I woke up at 4:30, ate just a blueberry bar, and drove to Ljubljana. At 6, I had my normal pre-race and long-run breakfast just in my car, and half an hour later, I stopped and went to the toilet. So I was in a good mood. So far, everything went to plan. Well, I thought. Until the start of the race, everything went as normal. So I was quite certain that I could run a good marathon. The first kilometer was a bit crowded due to a narrower street and a lot of spectators left and right. But as soon as we had the first kilometer behind us, the street we were running on got wider and there was more than enough room for all of us. I settled into a nice rhythm and felt great. At the 2K mark, I checked my heart rate. It was still where I wanted to be. My breathing was okay, and my pace may be a bit faster than planned. But I felt good and therefore decided to stick to the pace for the first 10K because I knew I would drop the pace later because of the more undulating terrain. But then there was the 3K mark, and something was not feeling okay. At first, I thought it was my abdominal diaphragm and that I was breathing and running too fast, so I dropped the pace for a few seconds per kilometer. Well, it felt better, but not good. And when I came to the 5K mark and took the first sip of my sports drink, it went from not good to worse. At that moment, I realized it was not my diaphragm, but my stomach. I had a few options. I could just stop running, walk back to the finish area, and I would have a DNF, the first one, but hey, it's difficult to run a marathon without adding some sort of carbs. The other option was to run to the 20K mark, make another self-evaluation, and decide if running just the half marathon or continue on. And I decided for the later one, dropped my pace by like 10 seconds per kilometer, took a few more sips of the drink, and since I was running a bit slower, my stomach was a little bit happier. I took my first gel not as planned at the 7K mark, but at the 8K mark. Not the whole one, just a bit more than half of it. But it was working. Well, somehow. The gel stayed inside of me, and my stomach was somehow playing along. Until the 15K mark. I stopped for a quick toilet break, but nothing got out of me. So I went on. There was actually not much I could do. At the 19K mark, I decided to run the whole marathon. I knew there were water stations with medical professionals every 2.5K, so if anything would not work out, I would just slowly jog or walk to the next one and stop, or walk back to the finish area. Whatever would be more convenient for me. I just dropped my pace a bit. At that time, I knew I was in no condition to run a fast marathon. But if I would stay disciplined, I felt I was still able to run a decent race within the goals I set to myself. My body actually felt great, legs not hurting at all. Heart rate was quite low, breathing in control, and at the 21K mark, I found a group of another four runners running the same pace. So we continued together, even talked one to another a little bit. And then, at the 27K mark, I had to drop the pace once more. My stomach was just not happy. And to be honest, at the 20K mark was the last time I took two sips of my sport drink, and the last gel was at the 16K mark. My stomach was not able to handle anything, not even water. So I made a conscious decision that I will run the race to the finish at or around my easy run pace. Had no idea how long it would take me or if I would get to the finish line, but that was the decision I made. And just before the water station at the 37K mark, I started walking for a bit, took some water from one of the volunteers, drank it really slowly while walking, walked for a bit more, and started running again. really slow at first, and then progressed to my easy run pace again. Now my stomach was really upset, not happy at all, and was making all kind of strange noises. But my body needed that little bit of water. And so I just ran at my easy pace for the next 3 kilometers, and at the 40k mark, with just a few corners left, I slowly increased my pace again, about to my predicted race pace. My stomach was still not happy and making noises, but since everything felt pretty good, I decided to at least run strong 2 kilometers. And so I did, and somehow managed to finish in 3 hours and 33 minutes. Despite the fact that I had issues all the way, and that there were moments when I thought I should quit, I finished another marathon, the second one this year. And if I think back, it was a marathon where I was able to smile and stay positive throughout the whole race. Yes, I had an upset stomach, but I just adapted to the situation and stayed positive to the finish line. And that's something we as runners should do. Adapt and stay positive. There will be races or runs in our lives where not everything will go to plan. But if we stress about such races or runs, it will not bring us much. Instead, we should adapt to the situation at hand and run the rest of the run or race with a smile on our face. I hope you enjoyed listening to the episode. If so, I would appreciate you subscribe to the Happy Runner podcast and share it with your running buddies. It also helps a lot if you give this episode or the podcast a good rating. Thank you and happy running!